Thank you very much, Chairman. Allow me to begin by thanking you, your team, and the Implementation Support Unit for your efforts and perseverance, which have enabled us, despite the complex circumstances and the constant changes experienced over the last 2 years, to gather here today for this meeting of states parties. For Colombia, this convention is of the utmost importance, and this current meeting is essential to ensure its relevance in the future, a relevance which has been clearly demonstrated by the COVID-19 pandemic, which laid bare the need for cooperation and assistance to prevent and deal with biological emergencies that can affect any state at any time. This meeting of parties and the upcoming preparatory conferences will be vital to ensure that the 9th review conference can yield results that not only strengthen the architecture of the convention, but also bolster trust between states, as well as the implementation measures of the convention. The work that has been carried out in the meetings of experts and more generally during the intersessional period has enabled us to develop various initiatives that we believe are relevant and necessary. My delegation hopes that these will help us achieve the necessary agreements to approve them and implement them. This would lead to greater biosecurity and biosafety within states and at the level of the international system. Among these efforts, allow me to highlight one topic of great significance to my delegation, that is the strengthening of gender equality and the empowerment of women in the framework of the Convention. For Colombia, gender issues, as well as the differentiated impact of biological weapons, need to be a cross-cutting issue in this Convention, and we hope that we can reach an agreement on this important topic. Another point of relevance is the universalization of the Convention and its provisions. We consider this of the essence to really ensure that the provisions and measures adopted by all states translate into security for all. As we have seen in recent months, biological threats know no borders. Therefore, all states need to join efforts and work under one common framework in order to really control that kind of threat. Before concluding, allow me to highlight the role of virtual meetings, which under your chairmanship has shown how relevant it is. Thanks to your flexibility and the flexibility of the ISU and the coordinators of the groups of experts, the participation of national experts was bolstered, experts who in the past would not have been able to make the most of these fora for discussion. Now that the main challenge that remains is that of providing simultaneous interpretation for these meetings to really ensure multilingualism is preserved and to ensure that those who need to implement the provisions that are agreed upon can fully understand the discussions. President, my delegation is ready to work with you and all delegations to ensure that together we can find alternatives that reaffirm the importance of this convention, cooperation amongst all of us, and that can build trust between the states who have committed to international security. Thank you.